ที่ไทยได้สั่งห้ามเหตุสุดาในเรื่องของเรื่องAll is God, because man says no faith. You've got stepping in with what you say. But, yeah, we heard it,
You mentioned, you call it either a basket or a hand. Same name for the same thing.
Yeah, for the same thing. And, you know, it's that wicker-looking stuff that was made out of. If you brought the cat up your feet and put it back in there, just throw it on it and then put it on it and just that. And the things could be folded and put in there.
Right.
And other things that couldn't have hung up and hung up.
Well, you grew up downtown. Mm-hmm. Where about downtown?
On 9th Street, 9th and Calhoun, which is now Rolls Royce.
Well, yeah, that was the question I meant to ask you. Why did they change that name?
It's a deal for 5 or 6 years now that they've changed it to Rolls Royce.
But that was always Calhoun.
That was Calhoun, And 9th Street is there. And the Union Station used to be down from us. And we used to walk through all the time from there because it was so convenient. That's where the railroad tracks were through. And it was real convenient. And then we moved down on 4th Street. Which was just off of Broad, and we lived between 4th and Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Broad and Reynolds on 4th. And then we started that new highway. We decided to leave. So we sold that, and then we moved up here in 1956. We came here just now.
Do you think the highway is really contributed to the deterioration of our time?
I think so. That's the first progress.
Yeah.
Everything has to go for progress, but I do think it deteriorated in a little part of time.
Yeah. That's what everyone says to me, probably.
And I said, just as they told us what they were going to do, we said, I have that same. We always owned our own home. And we stayed in our life, which was Dublin. You might have heard people talk about the Irish living in Dublin. There used to be a whole section of just nothing but Irish. Of course, you had some Chinese came in, but it used to be all Irish, and then they started gradually moving out. And I guess we were the last family. There's just a couple of us left out there when we finally sold out. The color began to come in, and we really. That's the Irish going out. And of course, I guess if everybody did no better in the world with business and get a little more money and all, they settled in other sections. Some went to Telford Street and some went up to some of the hill sections. And then we went downtown. And then put downtown a long time ago. It was real well known. The residential sections and all, like Green and Wilbur, they were all very well known. And beautiful trees and all of it was so pretty in the center of the streets and all the flowers and stuff. And it was real, real nice. But I could see the rain and all the times and everything that we just started depreciating and going down. And it was like starting getting out to keep it out. I wanted to get out. And we wanted to get out. So we came up here and then we looked all around and we just liked this section because the trees were so pretty and all. So we moved up here in August of 56.
This must have been pretty far out at that time.
Yeah, we considered it real far out. Like when we lived on 4th and I used to put my notes around, we came up this way and, that was a long ride. And go through Button Road and down on to the hill section and back into town, and that was a long ride. You went out in the country. And now I go to, we almost hit Atlanta and still building.